The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yaakov Rappaport and is brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Today's daf will be daf lamed in Sanhedrin, Perek Zeboira, Perek Shlishi. The Gemara says, interesting halacha, of Divrei Chaloimois loy malin veloy moridin, which means the following halacha. The Gemara says, Harei shahayu mitztayar al mois sheniach liov, if someone was pained about money that his father left him, or bo balach haloim v'om aloy. And the Ba'achalim came to him and said, Kach v'kach hein b'mok employni hein, shal maitre sheni hein, ha'yemaitre v'omru, divrei chaloimois loimal v'maridin. Dreams have no effect whatsoever. So this halacha is in fact a very fascinating halacha. Why do dreams have no effect whatsoever? So, the chord is a gemara in the Dorim, and that's Ches Amid Beis, that I'd like to bring, and we'll open up the sugis of dreams and their relevance in halacha. The Gemara says in the Dorim, Daf Ches Amid Beis, Mi sheniduhu b'chaloim tzar chatar. Someone goes to a dream, and in his dream, he sees a bezdin put him in nidoy. A bezdin puts him in chayrim. So the halacha is that this person who sees that in a dream, a bezdin put him in chayrim, he needs to do an hatares nedarim, because it was a valid nidoy that he put him in. Even though it was only in a dream. So we see dreams do have significance. So what is the difference between the Gemara and the Dorim and the Ches that you have need Hatara if someone puts your need in a dream, and our Gemara and the Flamin and Sanhedrin that if your father tells you who the money belongs to, so you don't have to listen to him, the dream is Lomayim and Moyuridin. So we have many Tehutim in the Rishonim. Let's go through a couple of them. The Tashbat in Chelik Beis in Simon Kufchav Ches says the following thing, that Divrei Chaloimois is Begeder Sofik. We don't know if they're true, we don't know if they're not true. Therefore, when it comes to money, we have the rule, Hamoisi machaveiroi olavariah, sofik mamoina lakula. And therefore, in our Gemara, since we're not sure if the dream is good or not, you don't have to pay the person, because you're holding on to the money. Hamuksik could say, Hamoisi machaveiroi olavariah. How in the darn? Since we're dealing in the darn with a shaila, is there a cherem upon you or not? It's a sofik iser, it's very chomer. So over there we say, in the Gemara and the Dorim, that we have to be machmeh and assume that the nidoy was chal. That is one answer. In Shut, Sheva Tzion, in Simen, Nun Beis, has a different answer. There's the following answer. That since nidoy is not only an iser, but it's also a sakana. It's also a sakana. Because someone who has a nidoy, rivet is alav minis adin, Midas Adin is being roivet upon him, and therefore it is roi for a person to be machmeh when referring to nidoy. That's the answer of the Shevet Zion. Now, another answer could be seen in the Chedush Aran and Hedin Daf Lamed. The Ram says that there's a difference between Nidoy and money. Nidoy, Chazal knew that is Beruach Kachem, that is a special type of Nidoy that is Chal in the dream. And since it's a special type of Menuda, it's Chal in a dream, therefore dreams are different when it comes to Nidoy. But generally, right, Lo Malin, Lo Meridin. However, we see a very interesting answer brought in the shoot, Priya Sodeh in Sumin Chav Gimel, he brings that L'chor is a Gemara in Brochus. There's a lot of Gemaras in Brochus in Perek Arroya. The Gemara in Perek Arroya in Brochus says a lot of things a person sees in a dream. Since he sees his Rebbe in his dream, he'll be a big Talmud Chacham. If he sees an apple in his dream, such and such. He sees a pear, such and such. So we see the dreams do affect people. So how can Gemara say, Divrei Chaloyim is L'mam L'mavidin? So the following thing, he says, I dream is a inyane segula. A dream could make a segula. Halachically, a dream has no effect halachically. However, in inyane segula, a dream is very important, kabbalistically. We know there's a concept in Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim, the Reish Peches of a tainus chaloim. A person who has a bad dream should do a tainus. And a tainus chaloim is mutter to fast, even on Shabbos, if he had a bad dream. And we say a hatorah during Vikas Kehanim for a bad dream. So we see that dreams are effective. Why? Because dreams are to do with spiritually segulas, and therefore, that's why. But however, halakhically, the pashtim shaila is, dreams have no significance whatsoever. Now, there's a very interesting, a lot of halakhahs that the Gedolei Rishonim, even though we said many answers that maybe a dream is a suffix, or maybe a dream is only in a segula, but we see from many Rishonim that a dream could be used for learning different halachas. For example, there's a rosh in the Bodhi Zohar on Perigimel, Simon Mem Aleph, by a dag habarbuta, a certain fish called the barbuta fish, and there's a big controversy among the Rishonim, is the barbuta fish kosher or is it not kosher? So the Rosh over there brings in the Hagoyis Maimonides that he had a dream that it was mutter, the fish was mutter, the fish was mutter. So we see a dream came along and matered a fish. Okay? Also, if you look in the Shut Aradaz, Beis Alpaim, Reish Peivot, he says over there, Ashayla, isn't mutter to make Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam from Tefillin Rashi? So he says he has a dream that said that it was also to make a Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam from Rashi. So we see also that the halacha of changing Tefillin was learned in a dream. Also, there's another halacha in the Agudas Maimonides that is the same as Shaila, Malamed, a person who's a Rebbe, that Chol B'Miktzas Hazman, he becomes sick in half of the time, does he get his paycheck or not? So the Agudas Maimonides brings down that he had a dream that he's potter. This is a Shach, however, in Shilam and Gimel, Sipkon Chofei, that says, the half of this Maimon is potter in a Shaila, and Chosha Mishpot, that the Rebbe who gets sick does not still get his paycheck. L'choyra, we know the halacha, Dibbe Chalamik L'malam L'Reden. So L'choyra, the Shach over there, Shilam and Gimel, seems to be Shag and Adrin, all these poiskim that come bring a riot from their dreams. However, we also see another halacha, famous, there's a sefer by the Rishonim called the Or Zeruah. What's the Or Zeruah? It's a famous sefer by the Rishonim. Why he named his sefer the Or Zeruah? So the Or Zeruah says the following thing. He had a suffix, how to write the name in Gittin, Akiva. We know Akiva is the name of a male, and when we write Gittin, we have to write the right, correct spelling of the name. So how do you spell Akiva? We know it's Ayif, Kuf, Yud, Beis, but the last letter, is it a Hey or is it a Aleph? So the Or Zeruah is Mesupik, what letter is the last letter? So he had a dream, and in the dream, they said a pasuk to him. They said, Or Zeruah Letzadik Ol Yisrael Lev Simcha. What's the pasuk Or Zeruah Letzadik Ol Yisrael Simcha to do with Akiva? Because the Soif Tevis of Or Zeruah Letzadik Ol Yisrael Lev Simcha, which is Reish Ayin, Or Zeruah Letzadik Kuf, Ol Yisrael Yud, Lev Bey, Simcha Hey, that we see that it spells Akiva. And therefore, when you write Akiva in a get, the last letter should be Hey. That's the Or Zeruah pasuk. And since his dream was such a revelation to him, he named his sefer the sefer Or Zeruah. So we see that in a dream, that it was used to pasken a shayla by Gittin, and pasken a matanesis each that a dream was relied on, not like the shach, which is very interesting. Also, we have an interesting halacha brought in Or Chaim, Simen Tov Reishnon, Siptet. There's a shayla, we know the halacha is that in Sukkot, you have to shake a lulav and an esrog. But the question is, do you have to hold them together or do you hold them separately? There's a Rakanti that had a dream, a Kabbalistic dream, and said that the esrog and the lulav represent the Shem Hashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei, and therefore they should be held together, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is like the Rakanti, that your person should hold the lulav and esrog together while shaking it, which is also the Chayra dream, and it's a minute that we all go and we all do nowadays, I'll pee a dream. So the question is, how does this dream have any relevance? So it's interesting. How to answer the Shach's kasha? Shach says, always poiskim, l'choyra wrong. How could they bring halacha for tefillin, for esroig, for piskei dinim, from dreams? L'choyra, the Gemara says, lo ma'anam, lo ma'rida. Even when it says, in Yoni school is different. Even when it says, it makes a suffix, but the pasuk and the shayla, l'choyra is a tremendous chizr, and the Shach has a good, good question, shalom and gimel. So it's interesting, in Shut Maria Asad, in Or Chaim, in Simon Reish Chof, comes and answers the Shach's kasha. He's like this. The kasha is down the daily door. When a dream goes to a gadol who learns Torah all day, lived like bikkei baiso, davar chaloyim yesh lochus lo tfei. A tzaddik has a dream, then it has a relevance. Meaning, our Gemara is talking about a stam Joe. A stam person, Reuven Bishuk, has a dream, has no relevance. But if a tzaddik has a dream, so the choyro, that has a tremendous relevance. And that seems to be the accepted opinion. That even though dreams, l'chora, halachically have no standard, we have to be worried about dreams, and certainly gedolim and tzaddikim who have dreams, they have tremendous weight, because they're oisik b'tera all day, and in dreams they also could have Torah insights and halachas that we paskin according to. As we relate a story that I heard over from the Rosh Yeshiva, Zayid Gibbens from Yeshua, said that there's a meister with Chaim Volozhiner, that saw, it was a dragon rider, that came to Chaim Volozhiner and said, I had a dream that if I go on a certain path, that there'll be a rock on the path, and I will fall from my wagon due to the rock and I'll hurt myself. I don't want to go on that path because it's a dangerous path. I had a dream that I died taking that path. Should I take that path or not? So, Rav Chaim Volozhiner said, Divrei Chaloimus, Leimala Maridin, you had a dream that the path is dangerous, doesn't matter, you're allowed to take your wagon, you're allowed to drive there. So what happened? The wagon driver came and he drove over the path and he died. and the family of the wagon driver knew what happened, and he went to Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner told him it's not a problem. They went back to Chaim Volozhiner and told Chaim Volozhiner, how could you say that it was not a problem? L'choira, you were wrong, that we see that he died. So Chaim Volozhiner said, even if he would come back to me right now and still ask me the same Shiloh, I would tell him not to worry. The dream makes no sense, because the Gemara says, even meaning we see that the Gvalik Amunah, the Chaim Volozhiner had in the Gemara, that Divrei Chaloyim is L'mal Reading, even after the fact, it was just a coincidence that happened. But again, even though Chaim Volozhiner maybe only told him to a wagon driver, by great tzaddikim, we see that the halacha was paskin al pi Divrei Chaloyim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.